So just 2 seconds left on the clock is all Jake Bates needed.
All he needed.
To win that one. Yay! For the Lions, 19-16 in Chicago. They beat the Bears, who are playoff bound. The Lions are not. And as Dan Campbell said in his postgame presser, they're going to have to take a really hard look. He, Brad Holmes, to figure out what exactly they need to do to maybe mitigate some of the injuries, to maybe figure out how they can bolster the trenches on this team. Mm-hmm. And they do have a lot of really hard decisions to make this offseason. Let's bring in Lomas Brown, who joins us this morning. Lo, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys. How y'all doing?
We're good. You know, it's nice to see the Lions finish the year with a win after a three-game slide. It was an important three-game stretch that they couldn't win. But and now you start to look at what they need to do here come the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, too, is that I guess the most disheartening thing about the whole thing is that everything that you needed to take place, meaning the teams that you needed to lose to get the nice playoff seeding, everything happened. But we just didn't take care of business as a team. The Lions didn't. And like you say, now we're in our offseason and the playoffs are getting ready to start. And Dan was right. I mean, it's a lot of questions have to be answered this offseason between him and Brad Holmes. On his coaching staff, I think he has questions to ask. Like you say, personnel, they have questions to ask about who they're bringing back, you know, who they're going to go after during free agency to try to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And you're right, it's going to start in the trenches because that's how this team has been built, been constructed over the last few years. And that's what let us down this year. I think both offensively and defensive lines really let us down this year. So they got a tall task in front of them this offseason.
Lo, are we going to be looking for a new offensive coordinator? I mean, Dan Campbell was calling the plays, you know, towards the end of the season. How is that going to roll? Are we going to go back to who we had, or are we going to have somebody new?
I mean, to put it this way, I don't want Coach calling the plays. I would rather for him not to call them. I would rather for him to find somebody. You know, it sounds like, and it's a lot of outside pressure on them to look outside. I mean, you know, you hear a lot of the fans, you hear a lot of the talk radio around here, and they want them to look outside of the organization. And if that's the case, it doesn't seem like Johnny Morton will be back this year. Or, you know, I don't know even about Calvin Shepard. I thought Shep did a great job with what he had to work with, all the pieces that he had to shuffle all year long. But it seemed like I said, it's a lot of outside noise for them guys to look outside of the organization.
Taylor Decker had some interesting thoughts in the postgame locker room. Chris, if you could play this bite of Taylor talking about his future and playing through the pain, and then I have a question for you, Lomas.
If that's what my future is going to be, to continue to play, that's not something I'm willing to do because I'm not willing to put my my family through it. I'm not willing to be distant and not be a present father because your kids are only little once, and, you know, God willing, we have more. I want to be able to play with them, and I want to be able to throw the ball with them. I mean, I can't throw a football right now. No way. But could I, given the right set of circumstances? Maybe. But I need to go through that process.
Lomas, he's saying he couldn't even throw a football right now. That's how much is going through, he's been going through this season.
Jamie, for me, it's more not what he said, it's how he said it. Mm. Just listen to him. Just listen to the distress in his voice. You could just kind of hear it in his voice that's a man that's, you know, that sounds beaten. That's a man that sounds like, you know, he's given his all to this game. And, you know, he doesn't want to put his body through that. And when you start sounding that way, like I say, take out the contents of what he said. When you start hearing how he's saying things, it kind of lets me know that he's pretty much made up his mind that he might not be back next year. I mean, it's a sacrifice to get your body ready to take on the NFL season. And you have to be willing to do that. And I just think it sounds like Taylor is just at the end of his road, like a guy that's really, really thinking about hanging them up.
Law, I'm curious if this season has changed the perspective of, you know, guys like Brad Holmes and the way that he looks at the building of this roster. They've been very, very heavy on drafting, developing, and they've come away with some excellent players through that process. But it feels like some of the shortfall is they've been less aggressive in free agency, or they've been less aggressive at the trade deadline. Do you think a year like this year, does that change the way that they look at those ways to build and bolster their roster?
I think it has to. I think you have to. I mean, you can't keep doing the same thing and it not work and you just continue to do it. So I think it has to. And look, I'll go back, and not to brag or anything, I'll go back to when I was with the Giants, when the Giants brought myself, Glenn Parker, who was a 10-year vet at that time, brought in Dusty, our center, Dusty Ziegler, brought him in. He was a veteran at that time to bolster our offensive line. And I just remember, you know, that was the first time that I got to a Super Bowl, and it was the first time the Giants had got back to the Super Bowl in a long time. But it was a bold move that they made, investing in free agents, older free agents, guys that have been there, done that, not guys that you have to develop. And I think sometimes you have to do that, especially when you have a lot of young, promising young guys. You have to bring in some of those veteran guys to kind of show these guys, you know, kind of let these guys know what has to be done to get to that next level. So I think they have to look at veterans, especially if you're talking about bolstering that offensive line. They could look right in the division and see what Chicago did, mm-hmm. how they bolstered their offensive line, and the biggest changes, how the changes made a big difference for not only that organization, but for Caleb Williams, a young quarterback, and the rest of those guys over there. So we'll see how far Chicago goes, but you have to say this has been a successful season for Chicago for some of the veteran moves that they made.
And, Lowe, do you see in this year coming up more involvement from Tesla, hopefully?
Hopefully. I mean, you got a lot invested in him. And the guy showed you that he could make the contested catches. The guy showed you that he has a catch radius.
He's got ups.
That is out of this world. I mean, he's a weapon. He's somebody that you can incorporate in there. So he is a guy that I think can become a weapon for us, and he's a guy that can help this offense next year.
All right, Tesla's got him all choked up.
That's right, man. Tesla got you.
Go get yourself a drink, Lowe.
All right.
We'll talk to you again soon.
See you, buddy.
Okay, y'all take care.
Yeah, that is Lomas Brown. We'll take a break. Of course, it's Monday, New Year, Monday Munchies. We're talking Mediterranean cuisine next on JR Morning.